USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say it's a definite possibility the president will make good on his threat to close all or even part of the border with Mexico this week. The administration has cut off funding to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, where many illegal immigrants are traveling from. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway on Fox.
How can people deny what they see, which is these caravans day by day, the people coming from the Northern Triangle countries and trying to come through this country, and there are very deplorable conditions that many of them are facing.
Yeah, but you're going to make the conditions worse.
The conditions are already awful.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says pulling funding is a bad idea.
We're going to do everything we can to stop it. It's totally absurd.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
International investigators looking into the Ethiopian and Lion Air crashes agree that the automated flight control system did play a key role in the accidents. Former Boeing safety engineer Todd Curtis on the BBC.
Fault may have been with the options that Boeing presented to their customers. There was a indication that the pilots could have that there could be a system malfunction, but that ability to provide that indication was not standard equipment. It was something that had to be added.
Pope Francis had a working weekend in Morocco. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Vatican calls it another opportunity to, in its words, continue building bridges between Christians and Muslims. The two-day visit coming after last month's trip to the United Arab Emirates. During that trip, the Pope signed a historic document pledging peace between nations, religions, and races.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democrat Joe Biden has always been a touchy-feely kind of guy, but he denies ever being inappropriate. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, a Democrat, appeared on CNN's State of the Union to talk about her recent claims that former Vice President Joe Biden made her uncomfortable by kissing her in 2014.
I felt powerless. I felt like I couldn't move. I just didn't even know how to process it. My bigger point that I've been making is that in these power dynamic situations, and women are subjected to this in the political setting, but in work settings all the time, you just kind of process it and then you move on because you have a job to do. What do you say? There just isn't really a mechanism to deal with it.
In a statement released Sunday by the former vice president, Biden said, quote, "In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort, and not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention," unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A man is on life support suffering from injuries after being attacked at the L.A. Dodgers game. 45-year-old Rafael Reyna was beat up after an argument in the stadium parking lot. His wife was distraught.
I shouldn't have to go through this. I shouldn't have to be dealing with this. Whoever did this to him is out there having his life, and my husband's in here fighting for his.
So far, no arrests have been made. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.